9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in, and thanks for joining us on a beautiful Thursday for baseball. Gray skies, but a nice temperature here in Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field. It's game three of the six-game set between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Rough Riders have won games one and two of the series. They took game one in shutout fashion, 4-0. And then last night poured on a 3-1 win in which the offense was extremely efficient. Had a homer from Cooper Johnson, a pair of triples in that outing, and their first single for the Rough Riders didn't come until the ninth inning, but they get things done, and the pitchers have been really, really good, really on both sides for both Frisco and Corpus Christi, but the Rough Riders staff just a bit better, and they look to continue that today. I'm Luke Maley, and we'll be joined by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, here in just a few minutes. Let's get you set up for first pitch, starting with the pitchers on the mound today for each team. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, Nick Crouth will make his fourth start and fifth appearance of the year. He's got a perfect 2-0 record with an inflated 8.04 ERA. He's given up 14 earned runs on 18 hits and 11 walks across 5 2/3 innings, has racked up 7 strikeouts over that span. But his best start came back against this Hooks lineup that's really struggled to score some runs. Back on April 14th, Crouth went 6 innings, giving up just 1 earned run on 4 hits, and maybe the most impressive number for Nick Crouth was the no walks issued. He picked up 3 strikeouts in that outing, and the 1 earned run was tagged on a solo homer. So Nick Crouth taking the ball today, and this offense for Frisco has liked when he's on the bump. They've exploded for 11-plus runs on average in his 3 games started. On the other side against them, it's a familiar face for the Rough Riders offense in Tyler Guilfoyle, making his third start and fifth appearance of the season. He's 1-3 with a 5.94 ERA. That's 11 earned runs over 16 2/3 innings pitched. He's been tagged with 2 homers, 17 hits, has racked up 15 strikeouts, issuing 11 walks. He pitched against the Rough Riders and took the loss back on the 14th, going 4 1/3, surrendering 2 earned runs on 3 hits, while walking 3 and also striking out 3. So it's a pair of right-handers on the bump today for their respective teams. Tyler Guilfoyle dons the number 11. He makes his third start, and on the other side, it's number 25, a right-hander in Nick Crouth going for the Rough Riders. Should be a good one today, but we will step aside. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear a little bit from Game 1 starter Ryan Garcia, part 2 of our 2-part interview with the Rough Riders starting pitcher.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got to hear part one of our two-part interview with Ryan Garcia, who started game one of this series against Corpus Christi, earning the win after pitching 5 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. Let's dive into part two here. Ryan, let's zoom out on your career a little bit. You go to UCLA.
Talk to me a little bit about that decision for you on where you were going to go to school and play your college ball. You grew up in Arcadia, California, I believe, so about an hour and a half or a little bit more away from Los Angeles. Was that always in the cards if UCLA came calling, that was it, or what was the thought process there?
Yeah, well, actually, I grew up in Monrovia, then to Sierra Madre, California. That's pretty much where my whole family's from, so I just say Arcadia just because that's where people are more familiar with. But going back to how I decided on UCLA, I wasn't really heavily recruited in high school. I was a position player, infielder, caught a little bit, and I went to a UCLA camp, and I did a pitch. I pitched the ninth inning, and then 2 weeks later, they had me out there for a visit, and they offered me on the spot, and never looked back since. I committed on the spot, and that was that. The end of my position and player career was then in there.
That's fair. Well, so you've seen the other side. Do you feel like that gives you a little bit of an advantage being on the hill and thinking about what the hitter is thinking about? And, you know, if I were in the box hitting against myself right now, what would I expect to see? Does that give you a little bit of an edge?
Yeah, now that you say it, I mean, I think I've done pitching since for like the past 5-6 years now, maybe more. Haven't really done the math, but you kind of forget. Honestly, hitting's pretty hard, and sometimes you take too much pressure and put it on yourself rather than, you know, this hitting 3 out of 10 times is, you know, Hall of Fame stats. And so it is nice to reflect that, you know, hitting's pretty hard, and that can kind of relieve some stress. So.
There's no hiding on the mound at all, you know. As a hitter, you've got that in your back pocket. You know, 3 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer. For a pitcher, that's not the case. It's every pitch matters because you leave one mistake, and guys are so good that they'll make that hurt a little bit. So you were great at UCLA. How was your time overall there, and what do you feel like you got out of your college playing career?
It all had to do with the coaching staff and the players I was able to play with were basically brothers. There's high camaraderie, high standards throughout all 3 years. John Savage was the pitching coach, and he basically built me to the pitcher I am today, and a lot I have in my arsenal can be attributed to him. And I think, going back to that high standard, there's a lot of high standards there, and it's nice to just be able to experience that.
For sure. Well, take me to draft day. You know, you get an opportunity with the Rangers, and what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, draft night, we were actually playing a playoff game, so we were still playing baseball, and I think it was, we finished the game. We had already known a couple of our other players were in the first round, second round during the game, and I didn't find out until the game was over. I went up to my family like I normally do against the fence after a game, and they told me I got drafted by the Rangers 50th overall, and there's a lot of emotion there. I think that was a perfect place to be. It was on the baseball field to find out I got drafted, and it was a great experience.
Hey, you talk about that moment where you go to the fence and your family's the one that tells you. Is that a little bit more special to have your family tell you that and then get the phone call? Or do you feel like you missed out on the moment where you got the call, you know, get to experience that and then share it with your family? How do you view that for yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a really unique experience. I don't think a lot of players get to do that in general getting drafted. So that's very fortunate for me, as well as me getting that information from my family rather than the phone call. I think it was a little more special because I still got the phone call later on from the organization. So I didn't miss out on too much. But yeah, I think that's kind of cool because there's a lot of anticipation leading up to it. And so, but yeah, definitely unique.
Ryan, thanks for your time. That's Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders starting pitcher here on the pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday, home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Just under 5 minutes away from first pitch here at Whataburger Field, home of the Corpus Christi Hooks here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Let's go ahead and meet the starting lineups for both teams. First for the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza. Liam Hicks slides into the leadoff spot. He's the designated hitter today. The right fielder, Aaron Zavala, will bat second. Maximo Acosta will play second base and bat third. The cleanup hitter, Josh Hatcher, one of the hottest hitters in the Texas League. He's over at the one bag today. Batting fifth is the shortstop, Caber Rodriguez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Franier Chavez. Jesel Cepeda will bat seventh. He's the left fielder. Batting eighth is the catcher, Scott Capers. And rounding out the order for the Rough Riders is Daniel Mateo, who will make his debut in center field. Again, for the Rough Riders, Hicks, Zavala, Acosta, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Chavez, Cepeda, Capers, Mateo. And then for the Corpus Christi Hooks, it is Jeremy Arocha, who's back in the leadoff spot. He'll play third base today. Jacob Melton slides over from center field. He'll play right field and bat second. Kennedy Corona takes Melton's spot in center field. He bats third. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. Ryan Robleski is the DH today. He bats fifth. Zach Daniels, the left fielder, will bat sixth. And batting seventh is the shortstop, Chad Stevens. J.C. Correa back in the order. He's the second baseman today, batting eighth. And rounding out the Hooks order for manager Joe Thon is the catcher, C.J. Stubbs. Again, for the Hooks, it is Orocho, Melton, Corona, Brewer, Robleski, Daniels, Stevens, Correa, and Stubbs. And that lineup has to go up against Nick Krauth, who had his best outing against this lineup back on April 14th, where he went six strong innings of one-run baseball. He was tagged with a homer, picked up three strikeouts, but most importantly, as we mentioned in the pregame show, have to throw strikes for Nick Krauth, and that's what he did really well in that outing. Didn't issue any free passes. And then on the other side, the Rough Riders face off against Tyler Guilfoyle. You heard a little bit about him. 1-3 with a 5.94 ERA. Also wants to limit the walks. He's issued 11 free passes over 16 and two-thirds this year. Has racked up 15 strikeouts and attacks with a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, changeup mix. Tyler Guilfoyle from Lexington, Kentucky, went and played his college ball at the University of Kentucky. So the right-hander, Tyler Guilfoyle, will take on Nick Krauth. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will join us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got it.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! It's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, in Whataburger Field, it's the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers, and the Corpus Christi Hooks, the AA affiliates of the Houston Astros. Game number 3 of this 6-game series here in the Coastal Bend. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Today, the Rough Riders go for their third consecutive victory and their 6th win in their last 7 ball games, and they do it against a familiar face on the other side, Tyler Guilfoyle, who makes his 3rd appearance against the Rough Riders this season. The 6'4", 215-pound, 24-year-old out of Lexington, Kentucky, will face Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala, and Max Acosta in the top third of this Rough Riders order here in the first inning. Rough Riders, having won the first 2 games of this series in dominant fashion on the mound, look to get their bats going today. A 4-0 win in Game 1 and a 3-1 win yesterday. Guilfoyle has his sign, and the first pitch of the ballgame on the way is high and away. 1-0. We're underway at 6:37 in the p.m. on this Thursday evening. Happy to have you with us from Whataburger Field. 1-0 offering. That's low of the zone, and it's 2-0. Guilfoyle, the 24-year-old out of Kentucky, started his college career at Lipscomb. 8th-round selection by the Astros back in 2022. 2-0 pitch. Strike in the upper edge outside corner. It's 2-1. So far, he's struggled this year with Corpus Christi in 4 appearances, 2 starts. He's 1-3 with a 5.94 ERA. 2-1. Down and in. It's 3-1 on Hicks, who's the designated hitter, normally a catcher. Last start against Midland for Guilfoyle, he allowed 6 runs, all earned over 4 1/3 innings on 8 hits. The pitch over the heart of the plate, top of the zone, a strike, and it's now 3-2. Against the Rockhounds, picking up the loss, he struck out 4 and walked 3. Hicks calls time and steps out. His first 2 appearances of the season were against the Rough Riders, though. Combined between those two, a 4.32 ERA. Payoff pitch. Swinging a high pop-up right side. Correa, the second baseman, back into shallow right field. He waits for it to come out of the sky and spears it 1 out. Aaron Zavala takes his turn now. The Rough Riders and Hooks just underway. Top of the first inning, no score. Zavala 1-for-8 in the series, but that one hit a triple. Into the back of the left-handed batter's box. Zavala open stance, white batting gloves, long sleeves today. First pitch. Inside, 1-0. Guilfoyle will attack with a 5-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and change. The 1-0. High and outside. It's 2-0. The Rough Riders, we mentioned how their offense has struggled just a little bit. 4 runs on 9 hits in the opener, 3 runs on 4 hits yesterday. 2-0. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. They certainly made those hits count, though, yesterday. Cooper Johnson with a solo homer, and then both Zavala and Josh Hatcher with triples. 2-1. High and outside, 3-1. Both times the Rough Riders had a triple, it came to lead off an inning.
and they both came in to score after tripling. So the Rough Riders with very efficient offense yesterday. The 3-1. Swinging a hard grounder foul right side. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes, but more than anything, on top of that efficient offense, really good pitching in the first two games of this series. Yesterday it was Ben Anderson who went 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 4 hits. He struck out 4 and didn't walk a batter. Ryan Garcia went 5 2/3 innings, shut out in the opener. Payoff pitch. Foul back into the netting behind home on the changeup, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes still on Zavala. 1 out, bases clear. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Light crowd on this Thursday here at Whataburger Field. The pitch. High and away, ball 4. Zavala coaxes a walk with 1 out. Runner aboard for Max Acosta, batting in the 3rd spot of the order today for the Rough Riders. Frisco changing up the lineup a little bit today with manager Carlos Cardoza giving both Kellen Strom and Abimelech Ortiz days off. They have been mainstays in this Rough Riders order this year. Right-hander on right-hander. Guilfoyle ready from the stretch of the black glove. And he pitches home. Acosta watches high and inside. He bends away from it. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Acosta batting in the 3-hole for the first time this year. Previously, the highest he'd hit was in the 4th spot. Time called. C.J. Stubbs goes out and we'll have a chat with Guilfoyle, the pitcher. And we'll take this time to introduce you to the defense backing Guilfoyle up today for Corpus Christi. It's Zach Daniels in left, Kennedy Corona in center, Jacob Melton in right field. Jeremy Orocho at 3rd, Chad Stevens at short, J.C. Correa at 2nd, Jordan Brewer at 1st base, and Stubbs behind the plate. Guilfoyle readies. And the 1-0 offering. Swinging a fly ball, hit well to center field, but Corona back a couple steps. He's under it, and he comes in, gets some momentum behind it, makes the grab. 2 outs in this top of the first inning. Zavala at 1st. Here's Josh Hatcher, the red-hot bat. Hits in 8 of his last 9 games, hitting .371, 4th in the Texas League so far this year. The first inning has been a great inning for the Rough Riders offensively. Their 19 runs in the first inning this season tops in the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball misses low, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. 14-9 through 23 games. Corpus Christi 7-16, 7 games back in the Texas League South. The Riders are tied for 1st. 1-0 pitch to Hatch. He takes down and in, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher, a rare walk yesterday on the offensive side, going 1-for-3 with a triple. He's 4-for-7 in the series, and he is swinging an extremely hot bat. Wiggles the bat back and forth over his left shoulder. Guilfoyle readies and fires over to 1st, sending Zavala sprawling back into the bag. He's safe. Zavala 2-for-3 in steals so far on the young season. They shade Hatcher the opposite way in the outfield, slightly to pull in the infield. 2-0, Zavala takes off, swinging a ground ball to 2nd. Correa to his left, he's got it, and he straightens and throws to 1st to get Hatcher. A hard ground ball for Josh Hatcher, 105 miles an hour off the bat, but he's turned away on the ground out to end the inning. No runs, hits, errors, a runner left on. Scoreless to the bottom of the 1st. Nick Krauth takes the hill when we come back for the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Krauth on the bump for the Rough Riders. We go bottom one, no score. Jeremy Orocho, the batter, getting things off for the Hooks. Nick Krauth makes his fifth career appearances, all starts against the Corpus Christi Hooks, and his second this year. Right-hander from the stretch with nobody aboard, he pitches in. Down and in, one ball and no strikes to Orocho, leading things off. 1-for-8 in the series. Krauth ready from the stretch. And he kicks in. Outside corner, a called strike, 1-1. Krauth, the 6'3", 24-year-old, 170 pounds out of Concord, California. He readies and brings in the 1-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Krauth goes with a myriad of pitches in his arsenal. Go four-seam sinker, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup. He kicks and deals. A swing and a bouncer foul at the plate. It's still 1-2. Krauth signed as a non-drafted free agent after the short five-round 2020 draft. Out of UConn, he was one of the best pitchers in the country during his very short stint at the University of Connecticut. He stretches, and the 1-2, high and outside, misses with a fastball, and it's 2-2. Krauth at UConn ended his shortened season in four starts, went 4-0 with a 0.36 ERA. He delivers, breaking ball, cut on and missed, got him with a curveball down low and inside, and Orocho down on strikes, one away in the bottom of the first. No score, and Jacob Melton climbs to the plate now for Corpus Christi. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Melton 0-for-7 with a walk in this series so far. The Rough Riders have held him down very nicely. First pitch, fastball strike. Inside corner 0-1. For Krauth this season, it's been about consistency and throwing strikes. He's struggled with those two things. In 15 and two-thirds innings, he's walked 11 batters to just 7 strikeouts. The 0-1, swinging a foul out of play left side, it's 0-2. His overall numbers 2-0 with a 8.04 ERA. 4 games, 3 starts. There are many things playing in his favor, though, in this game. He readies in the 0-2 pitch to Melton. Swinging a foul again. Out of play down the left field line. Still no balls and 2. One of them is that Corpus Christi really hasn't hit very well in this series. And the other is his start against Corpus earlier this year was his best outing of the season, allowing just 1 run over 6 innings on 4 hits. He brings in the 0-2. Just down low, barely missing. Ball and 2. Krauth in that start, struck out 3 and did not walk a batter. He fires. That one's lifted well down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is foul. Just down the line to the left side of that foul pole. Still 1-2. Melton just barely missing his 4th home run of the season. 340 feet, that foul ball down the left field line. Had the distance, but did not have the correct trajectory out of the ballpark. It was a fastball there from Krauth. He readies here in the 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped in the ground, foul right side. 1-2 still on Melton. Rough Riders have allowed just 1 run in this series so far combined for Corpus Christi. The pitch. Fastball inside. Two balls, two strikes. One run on a combined 11 hits for Corpus on the offensive side and a lot of singles. Crowth readies. He deals. Curveball bounced on the ground. Foul right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Crowth has that sweeper that's a new pitch for him, but that curveball has consistently been his best pitch against Corpus Christi. It was a really good pitch in that six-inning start he had back in Frisco. He sets and fires. Down and in. We're full at 3-2. This will be the 10th pitch coming to Melton. Defense behind him today. It's Jesus Cepeda in left, Daniel Mateo in center, Aaron Zavala in right field. Crowth the payoff. Inside ball four, he lost him. Melton aboard with a one-out walk in the first inning. Pringer Chavez at third base. Cabo Rodriguez the shortstop. Max Acosta has second today. Josh Hatcher defensively at first. And Scott Capers does the catching for the Rough Riders. Kennedy Corona stands in from the right side. Corona 2-for-6 in the series with a walk. A lot of guys on this roster underperforming this year. The pitch. Just low. One ball, no strikes. Corona entering into this game batting just 188. He's leading the league with 10 steals, though. Melton leads from first. The 1-0. That one also dips low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Back-to-back fastballs from Crowth. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning with a runner at first and one down. Time call. Capers jogs out and we'll go chat with Crowth. After walking Melton and then starting 2-0 to Corona. Rough Riders have been on quite a nice little stretch here. Pitching well, the offense giving exactly what they need to. They've won five of their last six ball games. And they are in a first place tie now with the Midland Rockhounds. Both at 14-9 atop the South Division in the Texas League. Ben Engstrand, our home plate umpire, and crew chief going out and breaking up the conference on the mound. Brennan Tipton is our first base umpire today. Travis Brewer at third. Getting in the call-up from the high A level. Brewer a fill-in umpire. 2-0. Check swing on a pitch low and away, and he appeals. He did not go around. It's three balls and no strikes on Corona. Crowth from the stretch. 3-0. Over the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-1 on the center fielder. He's one of the best defensive outfielders in the league. He won a gold glove last year. 3-1 pitch. Runner takes off. It's a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. Melton with his sixth steal. 8 attempts for him. He's at second base, 3-2 now on Corona. A lot of pitches in this first inning for Nick Crowth. His next one will be his 22nd. He deals. Bounces in there, ball four. He walks his second in the first inning, and Jordan Brewer stands in now. Last season, walks weren't nearly as big of an issue as they have been this year so far for him. A season ago, Crowth, his walk rate is only at 14%. The pitch is chopped on the ground to shortstop. Rodriguez has got it onto second. It's dropped by Acosta. Good feed from Rodriguez right to the chest of Acosta, who tried to catch it underhand instead of reaching out and stabbing it with a forehand, and it went off the heel of his glove and hit off his chest. And the bases are now loaded. It would have been really tough to turn a double play on that ball. Brewer runs well, but instead of at least two outs and runners on the corners, the bases are loaded on the fielder's choice E4. Ryan Robleski fresh off the injured list. First pitch is inside. One ball and no strikes. A tough situation for Nick Krauth here in the first inning. Walk, walk, fielder's choice, E4. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, way out in front of the curve, and it's 1-1. So 14% last year in a short stint in AAA, but it's at 15% this year, which is well above the league average of 12%. Right-hander deals, swinging a hard ground ball to short. Take two. Rodriguez on to second for one. Acosta to first. Got him for the double play. Almost a deja vu. And this time the Rough Rider is able to roll it up the middle and get out of the first inning. No runs on no hits. One error and two runners left on base. We're into the top of the second. Next, no score from Whataburger Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Krauth escapes a jam in the bottom of the first inning, and now it's to the top of the second. Still nothing-nothing our score. Rough Riders and Hooks alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Caber Rodriguez, Franer Chavez, Hazel Cepeda to swing the sticks for Frisco in the second. 5, 6, and 7. Rodriguez in his season debut yesterday for the Rough Riders. 0-for-3. Caber in from the right side. Guilfoyle winds and deals. It's low and away. One ball and no strikes. Caber, the shortstop. Good to see him back. The guy who was instrumental in last year's second half. The 1-0. Swinging a high drive. Deep out to left field. Forget it. Out of here. Caber Rodriguez. A solo home run. And the Rough Riders are on the board. They lead 1-0. A no doubt about it blast from Caber Rodriguez. 102 miles an hour off the bat and 345 feet to the back of the berm in left field. Man, that thing was demolished.
Third baseman number 2, Franer Chavez.
Caber Rodriguez, his first home run of the season. And now Franer Chavez, the pitch. Swinging a line drive loop towards second. Correa is there to make the catch. Right to the second baseman. And there's one away now in the second inning. So Tyler Guilfoyle coughs up the home run. Caber Rodriguez has his first double-A hit of the season. And his first double-A home run of the season as well. That is great to see. Guy who's going to play a big factor in what the Rough Riders do this season. Pitch to Cepeda. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hazel Cepeda making his first appearance in this series. The 0-1, way outside. Guilfoyle yanked it back to the wall, and it's one ball and one strike. Cepeda playing in his 14th game overall. Hitting just 200, but coming around better offensively as of late. The offering, high and outside. Two balls and one strike. Cepeda, over his last 7 games, hitting .333, 8-for-24. The pitch. He swings and bounces it foul. Two balls and two strikes back behind home plate. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. The pitch. He punches it foul back and out of play, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Guilfoyle from the middle of the rubber, looking in, shoulders just offset of home. The 2-2. Breaking ball, bounce to third, backhanded stop. Orocho sets his feet, flings it across the diamond, and just beats Cepeda. Two up, two down after the home run from Rodriguez, and that brings catcher Scott Capers to the plate. Capers, right-handed batter, playing in just his seventh game with the Rough Riders. Offering in, takes high and tight, one ball, no strikes. He homered in the second game of the season, or I should say in the third game of the season, on that Sunday, the opening series in Wichita. 1-0, breaking ball, settles to the top of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Something the Rangers organization does and something the staff does is they do such a good job including everyone. The 1-1 is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. And it sounds a little bit like kindergarten and make sure you share, but it's really important for a lot of these guys. You know, it doesn't matter if you play every day. The 1-2. Swinging a soft ground ball on the left side of the infield. Third baseman Orocho cuts it off, bobbles, and Capers is safe. Orocho reached down, the ball hopped up on him at the last second, hit him in the heel of his glove. Then he dropped the ball down below him, and it's an E5, allowing Capers to reach. That brings center fielder Daniel Mateo to the plate. But really, you know, obviously the old cliche is the top prospects are going to get more attention than the last guy on the bench. Well, the Rangers organization and the Rough Riders do a great job making sure everyone gets the right attention. The pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And making sure that if you're Carlos Cardoza, you have those conversations with Scott Capers and make sure that he knows he is valued within this organization. The 0-1. Fouled straight back. Mateo down 0-2 in the count now. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. And that's really important. It's really important to be able to keep these guys engaged and continue to make sure that they are valued within this organization and everything they bring, both off and on the field. 0-2. Breaking ball, tagged in the air to center. It hangs up for Corona, now drifting back a little bit. He's under it to make the grab. Fly ball out to center, but the Rough Riders do get a run. It comes on a solo homer by Caber Rodriguez, and they leave a man on base thanks to an error by Orocho, the third baseman. We go to the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leave out left corner.
Akeber Rodriguez solo homer gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead, the last of the second inning here in Corpus. Zach Daniels leads it off against Nick Krauth. And the first offering on the way. Outside, 1-0, no strikes. Not the best inning in the world for Nick Krauth in the first, but he did throw a 0 up on the board in the runs column. 1-0. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate. 1-1 and one strike. Krauth ended up throwing 26 pitches in that first inning. An error behind him prolonged the inning momentarily, but then the Rough Riders got a double play, and he got out of it. The bases loaded. 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Ball and two strikes on Daniels. And so looking for a cleaner inning here in the second now. Krauth readies in the 1-2. High and tight. Backs him off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. And the Rough Riders are starting to hit their power stroke a little bit on the offensive side. It's been good to see. Something else that's been coming along is the starting pitching. Rough Riders are starting to see more prolonged starts in addition to better starts in general. The 2-2, check swing and a miss. Handcuffed him inside with a fastball. He picks up his second strikeout, and both have come to lead off the inning. One away in the second, 1-0 Riders. Chad Stevens stands in. If you look through the last time through the rotation, Ben Anderson, 6 innings his last time out. Ryan Garcia, 5 2/3. Josh Steven, who's coming off his back injury and still working up to his full pitch count. The offering is a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. He went 4 innings last Sunday. Dane Acker tied a career high with 5 innings. Emiliano Teodo as well was really good with 5 strong innings his last time out. The 0-1. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone again for strike 2. 0-2 on Stevens, who's 2-for-6 in the series. So a lot of good stuff out of this Rough Riders starting rotation. And talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager, he echoed that. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball burned it right by him. Third strikeout for Nick Krauth. Fastball elevated just slightly. 3 pitches. Stevens sat down. 2 up, 2 down in the second. Here's J.C. Correa. And Cardoza said, you know, you can do anything and everything correctly. If you don't pitch, you're going to have a tough time winning ball games. Stretch in the offering. Fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And the Rough Riders are pitching really well right now. And so that helps a ton with winning ball games, and that's one of the reasons why they're 5 games above 500 right now. The 0-1. Low and outside. 1-1 and 1 strike. Correa 1-for-3 in yesterday's ball game. Right-handed batter. And the 1-1. Breaking ball low and outside with a curve. It's 2-1. Correa, the younger brother of Carlos Correa, former Houston Astro himself. Infield slightly to pull, mostly straight up. 2-1. Swinging a line shot to right field, sending Zavala back. He's looking, it's over his head all the way to the warning track and up against the fence. Correa up to second, he stomps on the brakes right there. And it's a 2-out double for J.C. Correa. Runner at second, 2 down. 9-hole hitting C.J. Stubbs now. Rough Riders lead at 1-0, top of the second inning. Ball was smoked by Correa. 103 miles an hour exit velocity. Right in the middle of the plate on the 2-1 offering. Right-handed batting C.J. Stubbs. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Another fastball, and it's 0-1. It's been very fastball, curveball heavy from Nick Krauth in these first couple innings. Krauth readies and brings it to Stubbs. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Back-to-back hitters in this hooks order with older brothers in the big leagues. Garrett Stubbs, the older brother of C.J. Stubbs, both went to USC and both catchers. Oh, 2. Low and outside. 1-2. Runner at second. 2 here in the second inning. Grouth sets. He tosses home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Nick Crowth strikes out the side. This one with the fastball elevated. 4 strikeouts for Nick Crowth through 2 innings. And that already ties sets a season high for the right-hander. We go to the top of the third. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. It's the top of the Rough Riders order stepping in here, and Liam Hicks to face Guilfoyle for the second time through. Shift on for the Hooks defense. The first offering to Hicks is called a strike. Breaking ball at 82 miles an hour. Guilfoyle ready. Kicks and deals, and this one runs in on the hands of the left-handed hitting Liam Hicks. Evens the counter ball on a strike. Liam Hicks, 8 hits against the Hooks this season. He sends this one high into deep center field. Going to his right is Corona. He's camped under it and will make the play. Liam Hicks, the first out of the third inning. In steps Aaron Zavala. Zavala worked a walk his first time up, his 17th on the season, which now ties him for 4th in the entire Texas League. Guy that just continues to find a way aboard the base paths. Lefty digs in, and the first offering from Guilfoyle runs outside. Fastball at 90. The Rough Riders pitching staff has been able to limit the walks. Hooks have struggled a bit over the course of the year as well to pitch. Missed upstairs. 2 and no strikes to Zavala. Coming into today, the Rough Riders had issued 115 walks, which is one better than Corpus Christi. Or one worse, I should say. This one hit towards the first base dugout. 2 and a strike. It was 115 walks that had the Rough Riders as the most in the Texas League. 114 for the Hooks coming in, and Zavala waves and misses at the breaking ball. Even count at 2-2. Righty on lefty matchup. Foyle kicks and deals. Runs upstairs. Fastball again misses. It's 3-2. Aaron Zavala certainly sees his fair share of pitches coming into today's game. Eighth most pitches seen in the Texas League. A 3-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Guy that works a lot of deep counts. And it's very rare that he chases something outside the strike zone. For Zavala this year, when he struck out, a lot of them have been looking. Those borderline pitches. Sends this one into deep left center field, giving way. It's a deep run at the wall and a nice catch by Zach Daniels right in front of the wall. Zavala has hit a bunch of baseballs hard in this series, and he doesn't have much to show for it. He went the opposite way to left center on that one, and it took the left fielder Zach Daniels all the way to the base of the wall, but he's able to make the play. .99 off the bat for Zavala. Acosta steps in, takes a big hack at the first pitch, comes up empty, 0-1. The 0-1 to Acosta. He takes and just missed at the bottom of the zone. Fastball at 91. Ball and a strike. Rough Riders leading 1-0 here in the third, courtesy of a second-inning solo homer by Caper Rodriguez. Acosta watches that one miss the outside edge. Two balls and a strike in favor of the Rough Riders' second baseman today. Guilfoyle kicks and delivers. Another breaking ball. Doesn't hit the zone. This is outside. True hitters count for Maximo Acosta. Trying to get something started here in the top of the third with two away. The pitch runs inside, and it looked like it maybe got Acosta, but it got out of the way of, and he darts down to first base as it got all the way to the backstop. Pitch missed well inside. Fastball got away from Guilfoyle.
It is officially hit by pitch, by the way.
So it did snag Acosta. He jumped out of the way, and in the moment he looked back and saw the ball wasn't in Stubbs' glove behind the dish, he wisely busted down the line, made it all the way to first, and took a little bit of a turn. Shuts things down over there. Hatcher a check swing. They say he doesn't go on the appeal. All in no strikes on the Rough Riders' cleanup man today. He bounced out to second his first time up. Coming into today's contest, Josh Hatcher, one of four players in the Texas League with a 1,000 OPS plus. Or 1,000 plus OPS, I should say.
It's going to be like, wow, that's incredible.
That's very incredible. Acosta takes his lead over there at first base with two away. The 1-0 to Hatcher. Big swing, but he came up empty. Just missed the fastball. Maybe the cutter there. Acosta at first leads the Rough Riders in stolen bases. The 1-1, and Acosta takes off. Pitch misses. The throw to second is on the money, but not in time. Acosta avoids the tag. And he swipes bag number 6 on the season. Much to the dismay of this crowd here on a cloudy Thursday evening in Corpus Christi. They thought the throw beat him. Joe Thon came out of the dugout. The Hooks manager.
Very quick conversation. I think he just said, did he miss the tag? Is that what you're saying? He said, yep. He missed the tag. Okay, I'm right back to the dugout.
That's a pretty good guess how that conversation went. So Acosta stands in scoring position. He was hit by a pitch and then stole second base. The 2-1 to Hatcher is lifted high in the air down the third base line, but it'll curl into the seats. Josh Hatcher leads this Rough Riders offense in all sorts of offensive categories, including average, hits, total bases. He's tied for first in home runs and RBIs. And he waves and misses at this one. Guilfoyle picks up the strikeout. The first of the day for Tyler Guilfoyle. And he's through three innings. No runs on no hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths. It was Maximo Acosta who was hit by a pitch with two outs. We turn things over to the home half of the third inning. Riders leading it 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning. Jeremy Orocho at the top of the card leads things off against Nick Krauth, and he watches a first pitch in there for a strike. So Krauth hops ahead, 0-1 on the left-handed hitting Jeremy Orocho. Delivers, and that one just missed the outside corner. Maybe a bit up too. Scott Capers behind the dish, making his first appearance in almost 2 weeks. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Jeremy Orocho struck out his first time up, and he's behind 1-2 against Krauth here. Krauth struck out the side in the second inning. Also struck out Orocho to lead off his outing. Looking for strikeout number 5, not going to get it. This one sent high in the air towards center field, tailing away from Mateo into the left center field gap, but he chases it down for out number 1. I'm going to bring up Jacob Melton.
Melton
hit one really hard his last time up. Ended up being a foul ball. No doubt homer to opposite field, the left field, for the left-handed hitter. But it was on the foul side. He ended up working a walk and ended up being stranded. First pitch home to Melton. Misses down and inside. Ball and no strikes. The righty ready. Kicks and deals. Misses upstairs with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes to Jacob Melton. Melton's been a bit streaky this season, hitting 250 at the moment. But it's gone in waves. Breaking ball catches the outside corner, strike 1. For Jacob Melton, still looking for hit number 1 of this series. He's 0 for 6 with a pair of walks. He's also struck out twice. Krauth delivers the 2-1, and it's smacked out of play. Makes its way over the net and evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But you go back a little bit. He's 5 for 25 on the season. For now, I guess. Yeah, 5 for 25 with 4 walks drawn against the Rough Riders pitching staff. Finished a single shy of the cycle on Sunday as he watches a breaking ball. Works the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Also swiped a bag back in the first inning. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Krauth got him. melting down on strikes. Breaking ball from Nick Krauth. 79 miles an hour. And the Astros' top prospect was out on his front foot. Couldn't come up with any contact. Stay alive. That's not a pitch that you can really do all that much damage with. But likely need to try to spoil it. Here's Corona with two away, and the first pitch runs inside. A fastball from the right-hander. Kennedy Corona also coaxed the walk back in the first inning. The 1-0 on its way. Breaking ball, caught the inner edge. Strike one. Rough Riders playing Corona to pull. A lot of room down the first base line. Second baseman Acosta straight up the middle, and this one chops softly towards the shortstop Rodriguez. He tries to bare hand. That's about all he could do. Didn't come up with it. Likely an infield single for Kennedy Corona. Not much of a play there. It was hit right in front of the plate and died on the grass. Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop for the Rough Riders, came on, and his only play was the bare hand. Bounced over everybody's heads. Chopped it right into the ground and traveled further in the air off the bounce than it did away from home plate on the initial bounce. Here's Jordan Brewer, and the first pitch goes back to the screen. Corona will move up 90 feet. Ball in the dirt that Scott Capers couldn't handle. Kennedy Corona moves into scoring position. With two away, Rough Riders leading 1-0, courtesy of a Caber Rodriguez homer in the second inning. The 1-0 to Brewer. Breaking ball just ran inside to the right-handed hitter. Two balls and no strikes. Jordan Brewer, 2-for-8 in the series. Staying at first base and in the cleanup spot. The 2-0 rips this one to left center field. Long run for Mateo into the alleyway. It's down. Extra bases. Here comes Corona from second. He'll score easily. It's a stand-up RBI double for Jordan Brewer, his first extra base hit against the Rough Riders this season.
First manufactured run of the series as well. Their only other run prior to this was a solo homer
by Quincy Hamilton yesterday. That was in the second inning. The magic number for Corpus Christi is kind of hard to find, but four runs for Corpus Christi gives them a much better chance. They're 7-16 on the year. But when they score at least four runs, they're 5-4. First pitch into Robleski is called a strike. So they've got one of those four runs. Have a runner in scoring position after the RBI double by Jordan Brewer. Pitch home, and Robleski breaks his bat. The second baseman Acosta fields and throws on the run. A nice play to get Krauth out of the frame. So Robleski becomes the final out of the third inning. But the Hooks get a run on an RBI double. One run on two hits. No errors in the frame and one left stranded. We head to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network in a 1-1 ball game.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In steps Caber Rodriguez for the second time against Tyler Guilfoyle to get this fourth inning started. First offering to Rodriguez is taken, called a strike. Rodriguez picked up his first hit of his 2024 campaign. It was a homer to left, lead off the second inning. And he watches the second offering from Guilfoyle in for a strike, 0-2. Rodriguez steps out of the box, collects himself. He'll shorten up and see if he can't put something in play. The pitch, swing and a miss. He chased the pitch upstairs, a heater from Guilfoyle. And Rodriguez is down on three pitches. That brings up Rainier Chavez with one away here in the visiting portion of the fourth inning. Chavez had a soft liner right at the second baseman Correa's last time up. First pitch he sees, taken, called a strike, a breaking ball. They play the lefty to pull. The pitch chopped on the ground right at the first baseman in Jordan Brewer. He'll take it himself to the bag, and there's two away. Efficiency here for Tyler Guilfoyle in the fourth inning. Five pitches, and he's got himself a pair of outs. Here is Hazel Cepeda. Cepeda riding a quiet five-game hitting streak. Slow start to the season, but he's boosted his average 130 points over his last five games as he watches a first pitch fastball called a strike. Cepeda awaits the 0-1, and it runs in on the hands, right about knee-high. Ball and a strike. Cepeda 0-for-1 in the series now, making his first appearance of the series here today. He bounced out his last time, and that one right up the middle. Guilfoyle, it deflects off the pitcher, and the second baseman, Correa, able to pick it up. Well, Guilfoyle, lucky in a multitude of ways that, first of all, that didn't square him up. Second of all, since it did glance him, it became an out. That one was headed for center field. So he takes away a base hit from Hazel Cepeda. It's a 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning for Tyler Guilfoyle. We head to the home half of the fourth, locked in a 1-1 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's
get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Krauth back out there for the home half of the fourth. 1-1 ball game. He'll face off against Zach Daniels for the first time. Second time, rather, to lead off the inning. And the first pitch is chopped on the ground right at Caber Rodriguez. He fields and fires a strike in time. One pitch, one out for Nick Krauth. Zach Daniels will trot back to the third base dugout as out number one in this home half of the fourth. Here's Chad Stevens, who struck out his last time up, and that's been a bit of a theme for Chad Stevens. Striking out quite a bit. Over 40% of the time coming into tonight, struck out to lead off the second inning. Alrighty, steps in, and the first pitch is fouled back to the screen. 0-1 in favor of Nick Krauth. Mentioned the 40% strikeout rate. Yesterday, Chad Stevens was able to snap a four-game streak in which he had had at least one strikeout in every appearance, but he falls behind 0-2 with a foul ball. That was a tough streak for Chad Stevens. Four games, where he went 3-for-15 with a total of 9 strikeouts. Snapped that streak yesterday after striking out once in game one. He struck out once here today. And he checked swing, but he went around. He's down on strikes for the second time in this game against Nick Krauth. Strikeout number 6 for Nick Krauth. He's putting together a solid outing. They always say that hitting is contagious. For the Rough Riders starters, the pitching has been somewhat contagious. Each starter has pitched pretty well. Krauth trying to answer his teammates in front of him as he delivers a breaking ball for ball 1. J.C. Correa doubled his last time up and was stranded there at second base. The pitch just missed the outside corner. Fastball at 89. And Krauth behind. 2 balls and no strikes. Correa went 1-for-3 yesterday. He's got a hit today as he watches a breaking ball in the zone this time. 2-1. Ben Anderson, yesterday's starter, had a little confidence boost from J.C. Correa. Anderson working on a new pitch that's a mix between a slider and a cutter. Correa tapped it, a ground ball, and on his way to first base, kind of looked over at Ben Anderson and said, "Hey, good pitch." Ben Anderson said, "I think I'll throw that a little more often." Here's the 2-1, and it's chopped on the ground just behind the plate. Foul ball evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Krauth has surrendered 3 hits through his 3 2/3, but just 1 run. We're tied 1-1 at the moment. Krauth kicks and deals, looking for a strikeout, not going to get it. This one laced into right center field. Long run for Mateo. He'll get to it after 2 hops. Correa trying to stretch it to a double, and he'll do just that. J.C. Correa 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles against Nick Krauth. Seeing the baseball well. Third double of the day for this Hooks lineup against the Rough Riders righty.
Catcher number 3, C.J. Stubbs.
That brings up C.J. Stubbs. Ronnie comes set. Looks to second. Matt Correa and delivers the Stubbs. First pitch breaking ball called a strike. Heavy dose of curveballs from Nick Krauth through his 3 2/3 innings of work. Looks back to Correa at second base and kicks and deals. This one's at high, shallow in the infield. Capers looking up at it. He'll come back behind the plate in foul territory and make the play. He made contact with C.J. Stubbs trying to locate the baseball way up there. But it's a foul out to the catcher that ends the frame. No runs on one hit. It was the double by J.C. Correa. No errors in the frame, and Correa stranded there at second base after that two-out double. We turn the page to the fifth inning, locked in a 1-1 tie. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the fifth inning, we're tied at one. Rough Riders and Hooks, game three of this six-game series. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along down in the Coastal Bend here at Whataburger Field. Scott Capers, Daniel Mateo, Liam Hicks. 8-9-1 due up against Tyler Guilfoyle. Right-hander shoulders offset just of home. Slightly towards the third base side. Black glove at his belt. In front of him, he winds back and deals. Capers watches a letter-high fastball outside corner of strike. It's 0-1. Capers reached on an error by the third baseman, Orocho, back in the second. 0-1. Fastball outside corner, belt high, a strike. 0-2. Guilfoyle, as mentioned, grew up in Lexington. He has long family history in Lexington. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-2. Both his mom, dad, and two sisters went to the University of Kentucky. He began his college career, though, at Lipscomb University. 1-2. Breaking ball tagged in the air down the left field line. He hooked it foul, though. Had a home run distance, and it's 1-2. 3 years at Lipscomb for Guilfoyle, and then he finished out his final year of his career at Kentucky. Time call. Capers with a late timeout. He had something in his eye. Gets that taken care of. Guilfoyle, one of those rare cases where he was a reliever pretty much his entire college career, and then decided to transition into a starter. The 1-2. Swinging a little pop-up back of second. Second baseman Correa into shallow center. He makes the catch. One out of the fifth inning for Daniel Mateo. Nine-hole hitting center fielder for the Rough Riders. Tied at one, top of the fifth inning.
Center fielder number 23, Daniel Mateo.
Guilfoyle, a reliever in college and decided to be a starting pitcher in the minors. The pitch. Low and outside, 1-0. He was very fastball heavy as a reliever in college. And he has kind of expanded his arsenal since. 1-0 toss. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Snapped off a slider on the outside corner. It's 1-1. He added a cutter last year midway through the season and missed some time because of some injuries. So he was sent to the Fall League last year. 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Said that really meant a lot to him because it means the Astros organization really cares about him and wants him to put the time in to get better. And he pitched well in the fall league for the Solar Sox of Mesa, but has had a tough start to this season with Corpus Christi. 1-2, high and tight. Backs him off the mat, or the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes. Pitching well tonight, two strikeouts. Since allowing the homer to Caber Rodriguez, he has only allowed two base runners on an error and a hit by pitch. Rodriguez home run, still the only hit he's surrendered today. 2-2, outside, three balls and two strikes. Mateo flied out to center his first time up. Pitch in. Outside with the breaking ball. Ball four. Second walk that Guilfoyle has issued today. That brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Hicks, the designated hitter at the leadoff spot. Pop out and fly out in his two trips. One for seven in the series, though he has walked three times. Right-hander offers in. A bunt down the third baseline. It trickles foul. 0-1.
Yeah, made it into foul ground, but love that idea from Liam Hicks. He kind of stretched back right before the pitch with the bat almost pointed down towards his back. And then right as he kicked his leg, squared to bunt, tried to push it, the shift on. If he were able to get it anywhere in fair territory there, it's likely a base hit.
Just a little bit foul. Good idea. 0-1 offering. He tries it again. Pops up the bunt this time. It leaks foul over the netting back into the stands. The fan dropped it. If you get a foul ball, that's kind of the best foul ball to possibly get. It's a bunt, so it's not hit particularly high. Another fan got the baseball and gave it to the fan who dropped it. So all is well that ends well. 0-2 on Hixie. Guilfoyle, a long hold. He issues home. Runner goes, pitches outside. Throw down to second is way high, and Mateo slides in safely. First stolen base of his AA career. Mateo in scoring position now. One ball, two strikes on Hicks with one out here in the fifth inning, tied at 3 or at 1-1. Daniel Mateo last year with 30 stolen bases. Stole 43 the year before. 1-2. Check swing and a high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Chatting with Hicks before the game today, designated hitter is not obviously what he'd prefer to be doing. He says, my favorite thing is to catch, but I always love being in the lineup. He says, with catching, it almost improves my hitting because I'm never thinking about my at-bats. The runner goes again. There's a pop-up into shallow center field. Corona coming in. Mateo racing back for second. The catch, the throw, not in time. Trying to double him off at second base. Mateo just able to get back in there in time. And Corona catching it and throwing almost like a middle infielder, taking a double play ball out of the sky. It's out number two here in the fifth inning.
Mateo got a really good jump there, and for Hicks, being in a two-strike count, you can't obviously take that. It almost looked like Mateo maybe lost his chain or something. Something came off. The third baseman, Jeremy Orocho, picked it up, gave him part of it. He put it in his back pocket, and then the rest of it is currently in the hands of Rough Riders manager and third base coach today, Carlos Cardoza.
Carlos got a little bit richer there, maybe.
Yeah. Good for Carlos.
We'll pocket that. If it falls off, it's mine. That should be the rule.
That's the rule. I didn't ride him.
A quick mound visit for Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach for Corpus Christi. Two outs, runner at second in the fifth inning for Aaron Zavala. 78 pitches now for the right-hander Guilfoyle in what will be his final inning of work. That's what the Astros do, is go 5-4 usually, the pitch. He's on the outside corner for a strike with a backdoor breaking ball, 0-1. Starting pitcher will go 5, then they'll either go long relief with 4, or they'll have a couple different relievers in what would be kind of your traditional standard bullpen action. 0-1. Zavala watches away, and it's one ball and one strike on the Riders' right fielder. A run on four hits and one error for the Hooks. A run on one hit and one error for the Rough Riders. Frisco only four hits yesterday and one hit today. One single combined between the last 2 days. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well down the left field line. Daniels racing to the corner, running out of room, leaps up, and did he make the catch? He disappeared into the corner. He holds up the baseball, and he said he caught it. It looks like he did. The stands jet out down the left field line into blind spot for us. Daniels disappeared. He emerges with a baseball, and the inning is over. Wow, what a grab. We think tied at one into the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Mick Krauth back to the hill, bottom of the fifth inning, tied at one, Rough Riders and Hooks. Jeremy Orocho, top of the card, leading things off. Mick Krauth ready from the stretch and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball high and outside, one ball and no strikes. But Mick Krauth does work from the stretch with nobody aboard. That's a new thing for him. He sets and deals in, breaking ball away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Used to go from the full windup, but he had a conversation with John Goble, the Riders' pitching coach, and he was saying, I feel more comfortable from the stretch than I do from the windup. 2-0, high and outside, 3-0, missing with the fastball. And it wasn't a conversation to ask, you know, would it be okay with you if I went from the windup, or excuse me, went from the stretch instead of the windup. The pitch. Strike on the outside edge. It's 3-1, but it was, you know, just wanted to let you know I do feel more comfortable when I do go from the stretch. And John was like, all right, why are you ever going from the windup then if you feel more comfortable? The 3-1 pitch. Outside ball four. Orocho works a leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. Jacob Melton to the plate, tied at one, bottom of the fifth.
And the thought process behind that for Nick Krauth is minimizing movements. You know, the windup, you know, you get into a routine of that, you get back to the same spot. So it's all about how can I get to this spot most efficiently, and for him, it just feels more comfortable to keep that short. Makes no difference on the mound other than what it feels like.
First pitch to Melton in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the comfortability factor, a big factor when it comes to pitchers. And that's another thing the Rangers organization does a great job with, is listening to their pitchers. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 to Melton. Swinging a bouncing ball, hit to second. Acosta charges. He's got it. Flips onto second for one. Rodriguez to first. Not in time. Oh, close play at first base. Melton just beats it out. Nearly a very strong 4-6-3 double play. Instead, one away here in the fifth inning. With Melton at first on the fielder's choice. That goes 4-6. Kennedy Corona stands in now. Rough Riders will start to see some action out in their bullpen as well, as Seth Clark throwing. Kendi Corona stands in from the right side. He's one for one today with a walk and a base hit. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Fastball yanked low and away. One ball and no strikes. A lot of organizations will have a pitcher try out a pitch, for example, and they'll say, wow, those numbers look really good. You're going to throw this pitch. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. And sometimes if the numbers look good, the pitcher may not even be comfortable really with how the pitch feels and the way it feels out of his hand and the way he shapes it around other pitches and things like that. And with the Rangers organization, a lot of times they listen to guys and they say, okay, it's nasty, but if you don't feel comfortable with it, we don't want you throwing it. We need you to have conviction when you throw these pitches and feel confident in it. And so they nix those pitches. And that's something that the Rangers organization does really well, to build those relationships with guys and build that trust to know that they can go to these guys and the coaching staff with anything. And really good job up and down this Rangers organization with all their pitchers and with their position players building those relationships. It starts from the top. Two balls, no strikes on Corona. Quick mound visit. The pitch. Inside, three balls, no strikes. Capers just going out to chat with Krauth. Krauth falling behind here. He brings it in. Inside, ball four. He walks Corona. And there are runners at first and second now, and just one out. Jordan Brewer now, who doubled home the only run of the game for Corpus in the third. And here comes the aforementioned John Goble out of the Riders' dugout. We'll have a conversation with Krauth. Krauth is one of those guys who we've talked about time and time again, who's always very loose on start day. Well, John Goble has had the conversation like, hey, it might be better for you to tighten up a little bit on your start day. Focus up. Try and make sure you are ready when start time comes. Those two have a great relationship with one another, going all the way back to when they were in Hickory together back in 2022. Goble's first year within the Rangers organization. And of course, last year with the Rough Riders, and now this year again. Goble's back to the dugout. Runners at first and second, one down in this tied fifth, one apiece. Brewer bounced into a fielder's choice with an error in the first. Crowd from the stretch. He deals. Fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. Just barely missing. I like the right-on-right matchup here. Crowd has struggled a bit against right-handers this season. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball away. 1-1. You wonder if that's a small sample size. Last season it was lefties that gave him more trouble than right-handers. We're just into the beginning of May. 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball. Foul left side. One ball, two strikes. Most ideal thing here for Krauth would be to get a ground ball, which he's very good at getting those ground balls. Historically been a ground ball style pitcher. He nods yes to the sign. He offers. Swinging a high pop-up right side. Foul ground. Capers the catcher. It is back to the infield. Makes the catch. Two outs. Ryan Robleski the batter now. See if Krauth gets one more batter. 85, make it 86 pitches now. Cardoza, Riders manager, at the top step of the dugout. And he will face Robleski. So no more double play necessary for Nick Krauth. He readies from the stretch and fires. Swing and a miss. Fouled back into Capers' glove, and it's 0-1. Robleski is 0-2. Earlier today, Krauth induced the double play with Robleski at the plate. His fifth ground ball double play he's induced this season already. The pitch. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Nasty stuff from Krauth, and the sweeper diving away. No balls and two strikes on the designated hitter, Robleski. A chance to get out of this jam for Crown. Two on, two out, tied at one, bottom of the fifth inning. In game three of this series. Crowth peers in. He's got his sign. Kicks in the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Chavez to his left. He's got it. Flicks it onto second. In time there. Inning over. Nick Crowth gets into the jam and then gets out of it. No runs on. No hits. No errors and two left on. Riders and Hooks tied 1-1 to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, and we're into the Hooks bullpen. Drew Strotman comes out and replaces Tyler Guilfoyle, the starter for the Hooks, done after five innings, allowing just one run on one hit. The solo homer by Caber Rodriguez. Max Acosta, Josh Hatcher, and Caber Rodriguez. The three due up, 3, 4, and 5. In the order for the Rough Riders in this sixth inning. First pitch from Strotman, the right-hander, is fouled back behind the plate, and it's 0-1 on Acosta. Infield slightly to pull against the right-handed hitting Acosta. The pitch. Breaking ball captures the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2 on Strotman, the former Giants farmhand who elected free agency at the end of last year and signed a free agent contract with the Astros. The pitch, low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Pitched with AAA Sacramento last year is mostly a starter and has made six appearances out of the bullpen for Sugarland at the AAA level this year. 1-2. Breaking ball, soft ground ball rolled up the middle. Stevens to his left, the shortstop's got it, throws high onto first base, and Acosta's safe at first. Way over the head of the first baseman Brewer, kicked off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout on the right side. Max Acosta reaches on the base hit. So infield single for Acosta. Rough Riders' second hit today, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Fourth appearance this year for Strotman out of the Hooks bullpen. He's 1-0 with a 2.70 ERA at the AA level. Command has been his big problem. He's walked six in 3 1/3 innings. First pitch. Hatcher swings, fouls it back, and it stubs his glove, and it's 0-1. Strotman, originally a fourth-round pick of the Rays back in 2017 out of St. Mary's College. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another pitch diving below the zone, and it's 0-2. Spent seven seasons in the minors with the Rays, Twins, Rangers, Giants, and Astros organizations. The pitch, high and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. In the Rangers organization, he pitched three games with AAA Round Rock back in 2022. Never made a stop in Frisco. Last time he was in AA, he never was in AA. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2 before this season. He was in high A with the Rays organization in 2019, and then COVID happened. He missed the year and then started the next season in AAA with Durham. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Backhanded stop Orocho onto second for one, and no throw to first base. For the fielder's choice goes 5-4. Hatcher aboard at first base for Rodriguez, who's been the only offense for the Rough Riders tonight with a solo homer in the second inning. Top of the sixth inning, tied at one, runner on, one out for the Rough Riders offensively. Rodriguez holds the bat out to the hill. And Strotman deals. Fastball pierces the outside edge. A strike, it's 0-1. Carlos Cardoza just does not have enough good words to say about Caber Rodriguez. The pick, low and outside, 1-1. Said really to take the next step, he wants to see Rodriguez not chase below the zone so much. He says he does everything else so well. Really strong defensively. And power is starting to show up, and he put that on full display in the second. The pitch. Flicked foul over the overhang to the right side. It's 1-2. And, you know, he did hit a homer here in his second game. He's not going to be a guy who's going to be your middle-of-the-order slugger type at the big league level. He is hitting fifth in the lineup today for the Rough Riders, but he'll run into a few homers every now and again. 1-2. Check swing on a pitch away. He did not go, and Rodriguez pointing down there as well, saying, no, I didn't. Two balls and two strikes. He is someone you got to be really excited about if you're a Rangers fan. A serious possibility of making an impact on some big league roster. If it's not the Rangers, it's somewhere else. 1-1 game, top of the sixth inning. One out, runner at first. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to second. Correa to his left. He scoops it up. Throws it a second for one. Whoa! Stevens, a pirouette. Throw to first in time. Pretty double play up the middle for the Hooks. Stevens tagged the bag, spun, and then threw on to first for the twin killing. And the inning is over. Pretty double play for Stevens. And the Hooks. No runs a hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six coming up. 1-1 ball game. We'll have trivia on the other side of the break on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, tied at one between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Happy to have you along on this Thursday evening on the Coastal Bend. Zach Daniels, Chad Stevens, J.C. Correa do up against a new Rough Riders arm. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Seth Clark is the new Rough Riders pitcher, replacing Nick Crown. Right-hander out, left-hander in. Clark ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. We promised you trivia. Let's get you some trivia. We like to tie it into this day in baseball history. It was back in 1995 on this day, May the 2nd, that Hideo Nomo made his major league debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was the first Japanese pitcher in more than three decades to make his Major League debut. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him high and away for strike three. Three straight fastballs from Seth Clark. One away on the strikeout in the sixth inning. Tied at one. Here's Chad Stevens. He was named Rookie of the Year for his incredible season in 1995, and he was part of a string of five straight Rookie of the Years for the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 90s. The pick outside to Chad Stevens, one ball and no strikes. My trivia question to you, Luke Maley.
Oof.
Can you name all five or the other four Rookie of the Years for the Dodgers from 1992 to 96? As the pitch is low and it's 2-0. Nomo was 95.
He was 95. Okay. Hey, this one might get me. We'll see what we can come up with.
2-0 pitch. Fouled away right side, and it's 2-1.
I got nothing in the tank at the moment. Oh, man. 92.
The pitch is rifled down the right field line. Eyes for the corner. It's down, rolling all the way down into the corner. Stevens around first. He pulls in at second with a double. And it's a one-out base runner at second base for Corpus Christi in this 1-1 game. Bottom of the sixth inning.
Five straight is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm struggling.
How many
of them are pitchers?
Let's see. I think just one. You have one Hall of Famer on this list. None of them are pitchers, actually. Beg your pardon.
No pitchers. Okay. One of them is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
I get caught up in years. I may guess someone that debuted in like 2002.
First pitch to J.C. Correa is high, 1-0. You have a couple guys who had good careers.
Raul Mondesi?
Raul Mondesi is one of them. He was 94. Pitch is just a bit high. Two balls, no strikes.
I don't know what sort of hints you have up your sleeve, but I may need some of them.
Okay. 1993 is the Hall of Famer.
93 Hall of Famer.
Not a pitcher. The offering way high all the way to the backstop. Looked like Capers got crossed up on that one. And that moves Chad Stevens down to third on the wild pitch. Three balls, no strikes.
Is this a very obvious, like...
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Man, I'm struggling here.
He was famously drafted because his family knew someone in the Dodgers organization.
Interesting.
The pitch is a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 3-1.
Correa didn't think so. He was headed to first.
Yeah. He was drafted in the 62nd round in 1988.
Wow. Ended up winning Rookie of the Year.
And in the Hall of Fame. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the changeup. Three balls, two strikes now on Correa. Infield in for the Riders. He's a catcher.
I should know this. And this was what year you said? 94?
This was 1993.
94 was Mondesi.
94 was Mondesi. He's arguably the greatest offensive catcher of all time.
Play his entire career with the Dodgers?
No.
Maybe that's what's throwing me off.
The pitch is fouled back, and it's still 3-2. 7 years with the Dodgers, 8 years with the Mets.
Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
Okay.
Mike Piazza was 1993. The other two are pretty hard.
Give me some positions and see if I can mull it over.
Okay.
Sorry to make you look it up if that's what needs to be done.
Pitch is a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman, Acosta's got it. Comes home. Tag. Got him. Perfect throw. Acosta nails Stevens at the plate, who went sliding headfirst into home and slid right over the top of the bat that was laying in the right-handed batter's box. And he's slow to get up, but he walks off. It's the second out of the inning. Great throw from Max Acosta. The fielder's choice goes 4-2. Correa on at first base, and now C.J. Stubbs stands in, tied at one, bottom of the sixth. The pitch, breaking ball inside, one ball, no strikes. So your first one of these five, 1992, is a first baseman. Never made an all-star team, but won a silver slugger. The 1-0 is down low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Played 12 seasons for the Dodgers, one for Chicago, one for Oakland at the end of his career. Very good hitter. 430 home run seasons in his career for the Dodgers. The pitch is lofted into shallow left field. Rodriguez goes back, overran it, reaches back, makes a basket catch, and the inning is over. We are looking for Eric Karros in 1992. And Todd Hollinsworth in 1996.
Okay, that's a hard one.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got me tonight.
All right, top of the seventh. After the tough trivia, Luke will be on the play-by-play when we come back. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders will send Franer Chavez to the plate here in the top of the seventh. Chavez toes the left-handed batter's box. He's 0-for-2 today with a couple of balls on the right side of the field, and he lays down a bunt, but into foul ground down the third base line. Orocho came crashing. We'll see if he takes a couple steps inward, maybe opens up a couple extra holes. They're playing Chavez to pull on the infield, so Orocho is more shadowed towards the shortstop side of things. Second offering runs outside. 94-mile-an-hour heater from Drew Strotman. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Chavez had the day off yesterday. The pitch, and he fouls it back to the screen. Ball and two strikes. Chavez now in the series, 0-for-6 with a strikeout. First time to the dish in the second inning. He hit one on a line, but it wasn't a true line drive. Kind of a looping liner right at the second baseman, Correa. The 1-2. Breaking ball stays outside. Didn't find the zone. Evens the count at 2-2. Chavez does have four hits this year against this Corpus Christi team, making his eighth appearance against them right now, but he cuts through that pitch at the bottom of the zone and goes down on strikes. Franer Chavez is out number one of this seventh inning. In steps Heysel Cepeda. Acel has struggled against the hooks this season. 0-for-2 day, featuring one that should have been a base hit for him as he watches ball one, breaking ball. His last time up, hit a liner right back at Tyler Guilfoyle, who was able to mostly get out of the way, but the little bit that it did glance him as the pitch comes home, Cepeda swings and misses. Evens the count at 1-1, but it just caught Tyler Guilfoyle. Not enough to do any sort of damage to him, luckily. But it took a base hit away from Haysel Cepeda as it caromed to the second baseman in Correa. That one just misses down, a fastball at 94, two balls in a strike. Cepeda in the midst of a five-game hitting streak in which he's gone 7 now for 19 when you add the 0-for-2 today. Just lays off the breaking ball, but it's called a strike, evens the count. 2-2. And Cepeda asks for time. Our home plate umpire, Ben Engstrand, says, "That's just fine by me." And he puts the ball back into play. Stratman's 2-2. Taken, fastball. Got him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Drew Stratman, and there's two away in the seventh. Still a 1-1 ball game, and in large part due to a nice defensive play in the home half of the sixth by the Rough Riders defense. Chad Stevens came up with a one-out double, tried to score, but it ended up going second to home on a 4-2 fielder's choice to chop him at the dish. Capers watches the first pitch down and away. Ball one. Stratman with his shoulder square to third. Kicks and deals. And that sounded like a broken bat as it just loops towards the first base dugout. Capers will have to grab himself a new weapon. He flipped it back towards the dugout. Maybe a little bit of frustration, and he gets a new stick. In on the hands, and Capers was late on it. Sawed him off. Capers has a new bat. He steps back in. The 1-1 runs down and away. A fastball at 94. Hooks defense playing Capers to pull. Third baseman Orocho hugs the line. The pitch skips in, and Capers jumps ahead. Three balls in one strike. The shortstop, Chad Stevens, who made a mighty fine double play against the Rough Riders their last time up. He shadowed towards the third base side, and the second baseman right behind second base. This one hit high in the air on the infield. It's the second baseman Correa directly behind second base who reaches up and makes the play. It's a quick one. 1-2-3 frame for Drew Stratman in the visiting portion of the seventh. We turn things over to the home half of the seventh. When we come back, it's Rough Riders 1, Hooks 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Clark is back out there for the Rough Riders on the hill, trying to keep this a tied 1-1 ball game. This Hooks pitching staff has done a really nice job matching what the Rough Riders have done, which has been a bunch of really good starts to open this series here in Game 3. It was Ryan Garcia in Game 1, Ben Anderson yesterday, and then Nick Krauf today. The first offering is hit on the ground right at the shortstop, Rodriguez. Long throw across the diamond in time. One pitch, one out to open this home half of the seventh. Jeremy Orocho becomes out number one. Grounding out to the Rough Riders shortstop. Jacob Melton face off against the Rough Riders lefty for the first time.
Luke, right now the Rough Riders are rooting for the Sod Poodles against the Rockhounds.
That they are.
Rough Riders in Midland tied atop the division.
One misses downstairs. First pitch, breaking ball from Seth Clark.
Davison De Los Santos for Amarillo. We just saw him hit 500 against the Riders in the series at home. He just hit his ninth homer of the season.
He's been impressive. Pitch runs down and away. He was the Texas League Player of the Week.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, had himself quite a week. And on Sunday, pretty much single-handedly beat the Rough Riders. Drove in six runs, had a pair of homers. The pitch home from Clark, and it skips in. 3-0 to the left-handed hitter, Jacob Melton.
He's only hitting .396 right now with an almost .750 slugging percentage.
Not all that great. It's a four-pitch walk issue to Jacob Melton. Clark missed with the fastball downstairs. And Melton works a one-out walk. Kennedy Corona will get another crack at things. He's been all over the base paths tonight. A walk. A pair of walks, I should say, and a single. And that single came in the third, and he came around to score on a double by Jordan Brewer, who stands on deck. And the first offering to him misses down and in. So Clark has thrown five consecutive balls here. See how aggressive Kennedy Corona, the right-handed hitter, will be at the dish. Clark kicks and deals, finds the strike zone, and it's swung on and a dribbler towards the third base dugout and foul ground. Evens the count on a ball and a strike. So there's your answer. Kennedy Corona has the green light. Five consecutive balls. Saw one that he liked, but couldn't do any damage with it. The 1-1, runner goes, and it's fouled off to the right side. Finds its way to the netting. Jacob Melton trying to swipe it back. He's got a pair of stolen bases, or had a pair of stolen bases coming into this game against the Rough Riders. He has another one today. The lefty kicks and deals, and Corona jumped backwards, but it looked to be pretty close to the strike zone, just missed downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Right-handed hitting center fielder today for the Hooks. Lefty kicks and deals, swing and a miss. Sat him down. Clark with a 93-mile-an-hour heater, blew it by him. And there's two away. Here comes Jordan Brewer. Has the lone RBI of the series. Left on this Hooks roster. Quincy Hamilton, who provided the only run on a solo shot yesterday, was promoted to AAA, and Melton was leaning at first base. Clark goes to check on him, and he's back in on a dive. Jordan Brewer hitting an even 300 across three games in this series. 3-for-10, and he rips this one right at the third baseman, Franier Chavez, who's there to glove it. And the inning comes to a close. No runs. On no hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base mats. It was Jacob Melton who worked a one-out walk against Seth Clark. We're through seven, or rather through the top of the seventh, I should say. We head to the home half of the seventh when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, tied at one.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
New arm on the hill to face the Rough Riders lineup here in the top of the eighth inning. Tied at one, it is Carlos Betancourt who comes on. Relieves Drew Strotman. Strotman pitched a fine pair of innings. He lasts two frames, giving up just one hit and picking up a pair of strikeouts. No runs for the Rough Riders over that span. Mateo goes after the first pitch from Betancourt and sends it towards the Rough Riders dugout down the first baseline. 0-1. Betancourt, righty, kicks and deals. That runs down and away. Mateo watches it for ball one. Fastball at 92. Couldn't find the strike zone. Mateo walked his last time up. Stole his first base in AA. Chases a breaking ball. He's out in front of it. Ball and two strikes. Rough Riders last night manufactured three runs and a 3-1 win. They did it with four hits. Tonight, one run on two hits as opposed to one run on five hits for the Hooks. Mateo takes. He thought about pulling the trigger. Holds up. Two balls and two strikes. Betancourt couldn't get the breaking ball across the plate. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mateo's down on strikes. 1 away here in the visiting portion of the eighth. The top of the card will step up, and the entire Hooks infield in sync all shifts to the right. It's the left-handed bat of Liam Hicks who faces Betancourt for the first time today. They've got the shift on for him. First offering, Hicks goes after it and fouls it back. Just caught a piece of the mask. Catcher C.J. Stubbs. Hicks hit today, a pair of fly balls to center and a pop out to second base. 0 for 3 as he watches ball 1. Just missed the outside edge. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Hicks' 8 hits against the Hooks this season are tied with Josh Hatcher for the most. Skips in. 2 balls and 1 strike. He's also scored 8 runs, which is tied with Aaron Zavala for the most. Rough Riders looking to create some offense here in the eighth. Hicks sends this one high in the air, but it'll twirl into foul ground and out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Righty on lefty matchup. Aaron Zavala awaits his crack at Betancourt. Like to do so with a runner aboard. The 2-2. Hit hard on the ground down the first base line, but on the wrong side of things for Liam Hicks. Foul ball. remains 2 balls and 2 strikes with one away here in the 8th. 1-1 ball game. Betancourt, the righty, comes set, glove at the belt. High leg kick and comes home. Taken. Just missed upstairs. 3-2. Hicks has already walked 3 times in the series, trying to draw something here, and he does. Takes inside. Ball 4. His fourth walk through the last 3 games. And Aaron Zavala will get a chance with a runner aboard. And sometimes the numbers don't show everything for a hitter. As Aaron Zavala steps in the series, he's now 1-for-10, but he has hit the baseball hard, and in talking with him before yesterday, he squares to bunt, pulls back ball 1. Fastball missed down and in. Zavala said that he's been shooting things the other way, and it's been working for him, but he'd really like to find his pull swing, and he's had a couple of hard hit balls on the right side of the field. Off the lefty's bat. Pitch. Big cut. Zavala came up empty. Ball and a strike. Struck out 14 times against the Hooks this year, but he's also coaxed 10 walks now. Number 10 coming in the first inning as he watches that one in for a strike. Betancourt jumps back ahead. A ball and 2 strikes. Ball will have to shorten up. A big hole the other way. The third baseman, Orocho, playing generally where the shortstop does. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip back into the glove of Stumps. And there's 2 down. There are strikeouts and a walk for Carlos Betancourt here in the 8th. Liam Hicks stands at first base. He worked a walk. Maximo Acosta will try to get something going with 2 down. Acosta singled his last time up. He watches pitch downstairs, ball 1. Fastball from the righty.
Rough Riders haven't had a hit that's hit the outfield today. A homer and an infield single.
Wild stuff. Offering home. Misses downstairs yet again, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders second baseman, Maximo Acosta. Acosta today, one of those hits. He's responsible for the infield single. The pitch, swing, and chased a breaking ball well out of the zone. Betancourt in the strike column. 2 balls and a strike. Acosta leads this Rough Riders team against Corpus Christi this year with 9 RBIs. And some damage early in that first series back at home against Corpus Christi. He watches downstairs yet again. 91 mile an hour fastball. It's 3-1, a hitter's count for Max Acosta. Acosta does have an extra base hit in the series. He has a double, but not all that many extra base hits for Acosta. It seems like when he really hits the ball, it's been right at somebody. Hits this one up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Hicks rounds second, and it'll shut things down there. Rough Riders in business. And for the first time today, they have a hit that touches the outfield grass. Acosta picks up his second hit of the evening. CJ Stubbs will go out and chat with his right-hander on the hill.
Not only that, but you get a base hit to move a runner into scoring position and bring your best bat all season up to the plate. And Hatcher is the guy you want up in these situations. He's 0-for-3 tonight, but hits in 8 of his last 9 games. He's hitting .371 coming into this game overall, driven in 16 runs in as many games this season. He is the guy you want up in this situation.
The translation of that is 0-for-3 tonight, and a guy that has been swinging the bat well, maybe for Josh Hatcher, he's a bit due.
Yeah.
Betancourt delivers. Misses down and outside to the left-handed hitting Hatcher. Mentioned earlier, Hatcher leads the Rough Riders in a myriad of categories, including hits and average. The pitch skips in, and Stubbs was able to glove it. It pops in and out of that glove down the third base line. Let the runners hold. Hicks stands at second base. We need second base, I should say. Drew a one-out walk. Maximo Acosta over there at first after the two-out single.
Hatcher this season with runners in scoring position hitting .474.
Impressive stuff. The 2-0 is way upstairs. And Betancourt at risk of loading the bases for Caber Rodriguez, who's already homered today.
And in 9 at-bats with runners in scoring position and 2 outs, he's 6-for-9, a .667 average.
It just keeps getting better. Hatcher can be selective here, and he won't get a pitch to hit. It's a 4-pitch walk. And as a hitter, you don't mind being walked, but for Josh Hatcher, he chucked his bat and seemed a bit frustrated for a guy that's hitting as well as Josh Hatcher has been. He's up there thinking, I want to break this score or this 1-1 tie. Give us the lead.
It could be a situation, too, where that's an unintentional walk. Get a left-hander who's a hot hitter up against the right-handed pitcher, and now you face a guy in Caber Rodriguez who does have a homer today but is a right-hander in a probably a more favorable situation for Betancourt.
That's exactly right. Well, Caber Rodriguez picked up hit number one of his 2024 campaign with a homer in the second. He'd love to do that now, but doesn't have to have the long swing as Stubbs goes out to talk with Betancourt. Second baseman Correa will join them on the mound. Just a quick meeting as they break here. Caber Rodriguez don't have to have the long swing that would break this game open here in the eighth. Just want to put something in play and hopefully find something that can drive in two. Runners move on contact with two away. And Acosta at second base with good speed would likely score on anything to the outfield. First offering runs up and in, and Rodriguez had to rock back on his heels to get out of the way of it. 1-0. So Hicks at third, Acosta at second, Josh Hatcher at first. Betancourt ready with the 1-0. Rodriguez chases at the bottom of the zone. A breaking ball. That evens the count at 1-1.
That's those pitches Carlos Cardozo was talking about. He wants him to lay off those more this year. A lot of chase at the bottom of the zone from Rodriguez.
The 1-1. From Betancourt on its way, and it runs down and away. Right-handed hitting Caber Rodriguez. He hops ahead, 2 balls and a strike. Freiner Chavez stands on deck. Mentioned the home run for Rodriguez. That's his lone hit of the day. One of 3 hits for the Rough Riders on the evening. Pitch. Breaking ball on the inner edge. Just missed the plate. Hitters count for Caber Rodriguez. And a 3-1 count. As a hitter, you're generally looking for a fastball, with Betancourt having the bases loaded and at risk of walking in the go-ahead run. You're definitely looking fastball. Caber goes after it, and it's chopped into the dugout down the third baseline. We'll have a full count. Caber Rodriguez steps in. 3-2, 2 away. The runners will go on Betancourt's pitch. We'll get time called by Rodriguez at the plate. Wants to readjust those batting gloves. Betancourt goes to the rosin bag as well. Rodriguez digs in. Bases loaded. 3-2 count, 2 away here in the eighth. The pitch runs down and away. He walked him. Rough Riders get a run on a walk. They lead it 2-1. Good eye by Caber Rodriguez. Laid off the pitch down and away, and we'll get a mound visit here. The Rough Riders hop ahead on a bases loaded walk by Carlos Betancourt. Liam Hicks comes down from third to score. Acosta goes to third, Hatcher to second. On their walk, coaxed by Rodriguez. Caber Rodriguez, a home run today and a bases-loaded walk. That's produced both runs for the Rough Riders, who lead 2-1 here in the top of the eighth with 2 away. Chavez will have his shot with the bases loaded. Chavez against the right-hander will bat from the left side. As he has much of the year against all the righties that they've faced. Chavez waits the first pitch and smacks it back to the screen. 0-1. Ranger Chavez has had three chances with the bases loaded. He's 0-3. He's put the ball in play two of those three times. Looking to drive in some runs. The 0-1. Chavez takes a breaking ball. Just missed upstairs. Evens the count on a ball and a strike. Rough Riders with the bases loaded this season, hitting .296. Manufacturing 24 runs. The pitch. This one smacked into shallow center field. Long run for Corona, and it's going to drop in. Acosta in to score. Here comes Hatcher from second, and he's in to score. Franer Chavez, a two-out, two RBI single, and the Rough Riders lead it 4-1. Good piece of hitting by Franer Chavez. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just lofted it into center field, and it was right in between Corona in center and Stevens, the shortstop, who went out. And that appears to be the end of the day for Carlos Betancourt. So the Rough Riders have pushed across three runs here in the eighth inning. And they have runners at the corners with two away. They'll face a new arm when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Casey Ford is the new arm on the mound for the Hooks. Ford, a big right-hander, tasked with sitting down Haysel Cepeda to get this eighth inning to the home half. Rough Riders have already pushed three across. Runner started to go. Chavez at first, and it skips in. He shut things down over there. Skips in for ball one. Casey Ford, 6'6", 275 pounds. A right-hander out of Kansas State University. It's a bit of a closed-off stance, kicks and deals. Cepeda flies this one up, but it'll work its way out of play behind home plate. Well, for the Rough Riders, who lead it 4-1, four is a good number for Frisco this year. They've gone 12-3 when they score at least four runs. 2-6 when they score three or less. Chance to earn another win with four plus runs. Chavez runs, and Cepeda slaps this into right field. Long run for the right fielder, Melton, and he catches it right about the fair foul line. and the inning comes to a close. But the Rough Riders do some damage here in the top of the eighth. They get three runs on just two hits, no errors, and two stranded. We head to the home half of the eighth here on the Riders Baseball Network. Riders lead it 4-1.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill for the Rough Riders in the home half of the eighth inning. Ryan Robleski steps in to face Andy Rodriguez, and a first pitch breaking ball is fouled back to the screen. Rodriguez has enjoyed a good start to his year. 1-0 record. A 3.00 ERA across 12 innings pitched. In those 12 innings, he's racked up 15 strikeouts. Rodriguez kicks and deals. Misses with a fastball up and in. Robleski had to get out of the way of it. Rodriguez ready. 1-1, and this one skied high in the air, but it'll work its way into the crowd just behind home plate. Andy Rodriguez trying to make it three consecutive scoreless appearances. He's only allowed runs in two of his seven outings. He gave up three earned runs and a home run back on April 6th, his first outing of the year. And the pitch, check swing, didn't go. Robleski launches it for a ball. Two balls and two strikes on the hook's designated hitter. Rodriguez delivers, and this one fouled back to the screen again. Spoiled a really nice pitch. Rodriguez, three consecutive scoreless outings, only giving up one hit, and has snagged six strikeouts across those three innings of work. Looking for another one, not going to get it here as it's skied high into shallow left field. It's Frainer Chavez, the third baseman, who catches it with one foot on the infield dirt and one on the outfield grass. So Robleski becomes out number one of the home half of the eighth. Hop out to third. Here's Zach Daniels. Daniels still looking for his first hit against the Rough Riders this year. It's 0 for 7 with 5 strikeouts, and he cuts through the first pitch fastball from Rodriguez. 0-1. Daniels had the day off yesterday, did play in game 1 of the series, and went 0 for 3. And fouls this one back as well. Rodriguez jumps ahead 0-2. Andy Rodriguez, out of Cuba, was signed by the Rangers back in August of 2022. And has worked his way to Frisco. He kicks and deals. misses upstairs. Reached back for a bit extra on the fastball there. Riders lead it 4-1, courtesy of a three-run top half of the inning. Andy Rodriguez looking to keep it that way. The righty kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball. Blew it right by him. Daniels down on strikes for the third time today, and Rodriguez has strikeout number one of his appearance. And there's two away. Chad Stevens steps in. He doubled his last time up, and then in a 1-1 ball game in the sixth, was chopped down at the plate on a ground ball. Pitch. Check swing. They appeal down to first base. And Brandon Tipton says, yes, he did. It's 0-1. Crowd didn't agree. The 0-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball at 92 that time. Runs a bit high. Evens the count on a ball and a strike. Chad Stevens, shortstop today, watches called strike. 1-2.
That little cutter's really good from Rodriguez.
I was trying to figure out what exactly it was.
I think it is a cutter.
I think it is, too. 89 on the radar gun. 2,400 spin right there. Just came up. He misses high with a fastball. Evens the count at 2-2. Andy Rodriguez, a fun guy to be around. A good clubhouse type of guy. Out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. The 2-2. Fouled out of play off to the right side. Stevens stays alive. If you get on the bus with Andy Rodriguez, he's usually wearing a pretty clean fit. He's got his Prada glasses on. The headphones on. Usually singing a little bit.
Yeah, sunglasses on no matter what.
That's right. The 2-2 runs a bit outside. Chad Stevens works the count to full. A lot of pitchers are very routine-based. I don't know if the Prada glasses on the bus for Rodriguez is part of the routine or not, but he does it. The 3-2. Hit high on the air in the infield. Hatcher camping under it. Works his way towards the bag. Steps over the first base bag and makes the play in foul ground. Chad Stevens frustrated with himself. So he becomes the final out and slams his helmet down. Right at the first base bag. It's a 1-2-3 frame with a strikeout. In the home half of the eighth for Andy Rodriguez. One left to play here from Whataburger Field. We head to the top of the ninth inning where the Rough Riders will send Capers, Mateo, and Hicks to the plate. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us on the play-by-play.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Frisco enjoying a 4-1 advantage over the Corpus Christi Hooks and looking to capture their third consecutive win in this series. It's 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders against Casey Ford, the right-hander for Corpus Christi. Here's the stretch of the initial pitch on the way to Scott Capers. Breaking ball, strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders with a win today over Corpus would make it an 8-1 start against the Hooks. That is a ridiculous mark against one team. think back to the last time the Rough Riders had that good of a start against a team. Here's the stretch. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch. Way high to the backstop. Kicks off the bottom of the backstop and somehow spins its way up over the netting. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders in 2022 began their first road series in San Antonio, swept that series against the Missions, and then ended up starting, I believe, 7-1 against them to start their season back in 2022 when the Missions later came to Frisco. One one on the way. Line foul into the netting right side, and it's 1-2 now on Capers leading off the ninth. This is pure dominance. They say take advantage of the teams that you can beat, and the Rough Riders are certainly doing that. The Hooks are off to a tough start this year, and the Rough Riders are taking advantage. Forward the 1-2. Lash foul again against the netting above the Riders' dugout on the first base side. It's still 1-2. Four runs on four hits and one error for the Riders. Corpus Christi, a run on five hits and one error. Forward from the stretch. 1-2. Low and away, and it's two balls, two strikes. We still do have a full inning to play. The Riders right now are leading by three runs. Frisco has done a really good job in close games this year. Frisco is 10-4 in games decided by four runs or fewer. They're 4-5 in games that are decided by five runs or more. So a lot of close wins this year. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball popped skyward back behind home and foul. It's still two balls and two strikes. That leads to the Riders' run differential being 16 runs over zero. So plus 16 run differential, which is fourth in the Texas League, despite being tied for the second best record in the Texas League at 14-9. Right-hander ready. 2-2. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. And he was able to hold back. It's three balls, two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch coming to Capers leading off the ninth inning. Usually the mark of a good team in close ball games is having a good bullpen. Frisco's bullpen's been very good recently. Three ball, two strike pitch. Foul back. Still 3-2. Both Seth Clark and Andy Rodriguez with scoreless outings tonight. And it looks like Andy will come back out for the sixth out save, as there's nobody warming in the bullpen. Payoff home from Ford. Check swing, strike three call. Top outside corner of the zone. One away on the first strikeout from Casey Ford. Daniel Mateo stands in now. He's 0-2 with a walk. Right-handed batter against the righty. Stretch in the initial pitch on the way. Mateo watches a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Mateo, just 22 years old, 6'1", 165 pounds. A Boca Chica, Dominican Republic native. The 0-1. High and outside. A ball and a strike. A guy who Carlos Cardoza called the best outfielder in the entire Rangers minor league system. Really, really talented in the outfield. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, cued off the end of the bat. Squibber up the middle. Correa, the second baseman, tries to field, and it goes off of his glove and over towards the third baseman, Orocho. So an error on the second baseman, Correa. And that allows Mateo to reach. He was so far out in front of that pitch that he grounded it right off the end of the bat, right back up the middle. Liam Hicks now at the top of the card. First pitch. Mateo takes off. Pitches high. Throw down to second. Not in time. Second steal today for Daniel Mateo. He's in scoring position. A combined 73 steals over the last two seasons, and the speedy 22-year-old able to swipe his second today. He becomes the first Rider with two stolen bases in the same game this season. First pitch to Hicks, or I should say the second pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes now on Hicks, who walked back in the eighth inning. He's 0-for-3 today and just 1-for-8 in the series, but has walked four times. Ford looks toward second, deals. Fastball clips the upper edge out of the outside corner. Two balls, one strike to the Riders' designated hitter. Aaron Zavala on deck. Ford deals. Swinging a ground ball, top to second. Correa's got it and slings it on to first base for the out. On the play, Mateo scoots to third. Two down in the top of the ninth inning, 4-1 Rough Riders for Aaron Zavala.
Right fielder number 13, Aaron Zavala.
Zavala walked back in the first. He's 0-for-3 since with two hard flyouts to the wall. Struck out in the eighth. Initial pitch home. Swinging a hard line drive into right field. It drops in. Base hit. Mateo scores from third, and Aaron Zavala, on his softest hit ball of the day, picks up the RBI single. That one off the end of the bat, lofted into right field, and he picks up the RBI single to score Mateo and make it 5-1. Baseball just sometimes is not fair. And it pays dividends for Aaron Zavala here in the ninth inning. The Riders add to their lead. They lead it 5-1. And here's Max Acosta. Stretch in the initial pitch. Zavala takes off, pitches high. The throw from Stubbs is perfect, not in time. Zavala just slid under the tag. Wow. Close play at second base. Much to the ire of the fans here in Corpus. It was a good throw from Stubbs. It was a curveball, and it looked like the throw was good, but Zavala able to just sneak his left hand to the back corner of the bag, and he has his third steal this year. So he's in scoring position. One ball, no strikes to Acosta. And the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Acosta has two singles today. He was also hit by a pitch. Time call. Right-handed hitter steps out. One ball and one strike on Acosta. And the right-hander deals. Low and outside with a breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. Five hits now for the Rough Riders on the offensive side. Making the offense count in this series. 2-1. Slips across the inside corner, a strike, 2-2. Riders 5 runs on 5 hits today, 3 runs on 4 hits yesterday, 4 runs on 9 hits in the opener. Yet they are 2-0 in the series and in position to go 3-0. So you play in the top of the ninth inning. 2-2. Lashed in the air, foul right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Acosta still. Continues to swing the bat well and draw rave reviews from the coaching staff and the Rangers Rovers that come through town as to his attitude this year. 2-2. Breaking ball, tagged foul right side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not that it was poor in years past, but you never know how a guy is going to react to being in Double-A for the first time, and he has been great. A lot of times when guys become fathers, it really changes their perspective on a lot of things, and Max Acosta, a new father. His son, Max Jr., is just 1 month old. 2-2 on the way. High and tight. We're full at 3-2. Eighth pitch due to the second baseman. You see Max Jr. around the hotel this week. He is just adorable. I was jealous. Luke saw him at breakfast today, and I missed him. 3-2 on the way. Foul back. Still 3-2.
Chomp it up is a win for me. Hey, you got to see him, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And I missed him.
Yeah, he is just adorable. That's what I get for waking up early. A W for Luke sleeping in and seeing
the right.
Cute baby.
I got a few extra minutes today.
3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. You struck him out with a changeup. Acosta down on strikes, but the Riders add a run here in the ninth inning. Ooh, and some words being exchanged between Stubbs and Acosta. And benches start to clear here in the ninth inning. What was that about? A couple guys off the bench for the Rough Riders and for the Hooks. A little milling about. And it looks like all is okay. Oh, that kind of came out of nowhere. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-1 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the last of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders a 5-1 advantage over the Corpus Christi Hooks. 8-9-1 due up for Corpus. J.C. Correa, C.J. Stubbs, and Jeremy Orocho. Andy Rodriguez back out onto the hill after a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Riders looking to take the first three games of this series with a win and a sealer here in the ninth. Righty against righty. First pitch from Rodriguez. A-Rod fits it high. 1-1 and no strikes. Rough Riders, if you're just joining us, with a run in the second inning tonight. On a Caber Rodriguez solo homer, the pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. 3 runs in the eighth inning. On a bases-loaded walk from Rodriguez and a Franier Chavez 2-run single. And an RBI single by Aaron Zavala padded the lead in the ninth inning. Hook's only run came back in the third inning on an RBI double from Jordan Brewer. 5-1 Rough Riders. Correa called time, now stands back in. 1-1 is hit in the air out to right field, right on a line to Zavala. He squeezes it out of the air, and there's one away. A hit hard, but right at Zavala. 100 miles an hour off the bat on the dot. And C.J. Stubbs stands in. Stubbs and Capers exchanging some words, and I'm sure just talking about what happened at home plate. There is, in that exchanging of words, no anger between the two. The pitch is a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Just more of an explanation from catcher to catcher. And there's been nothing really foreshadowing any aggression between these two teams. The 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside. One ball and one strike. It's been pretty friendly for the most part. 1-1. Fouled back. Ball and two strikes on the catcher Stubbs with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. A win today for the Rough Riders would be wins in six of their last seven games. And three in a row. The pitch high, and it's two balls and two strikes. A pair of triple burgers with a loss mix in between. That'll certainly play. Especially when you go into the weekend with Dane Acker starting tomorrow for the Rough Riders. A-Rod, the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Andy Rodriguez with the K, his second. Two up, two down in the ninth. Five up, five down for Rodriguez. Top of the order, Jeremy Orocho standing in. 5-1 Rough Riders looking to put the cork in this one.
Zach, you mentioned Dane Acker doesn't get easier after him either.
No. Emiliano Teodo after him. He's been fantastic. Josh Steven on Sunday. First pitch to Orocho. He swings, punches it foul in the air left side. It's 0-1. Dane Acker and Emiliano Teodo, hard to argue as to who has been hotter. Over the season, Acker's been better. His numbers are better. A 1.47 ERA as opposed to Teodo's 3.78. But Teodo allowed a couple of runs in the fifth inning in his last start that kind of came out of nowhere given how well he was pitching. The offering just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. So really excited to see both those guys the next 2 days. And Acker tomorrow will face off against Luis Angel Rodriguez, the left-hander for Corpus Christi. First pitch at 7:05. 1-1, strike in the outside corner. One strike away from a win tonight. So 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, 6:05 pregame. Hope you can join us on Friday Night Baseball in the Coastal Bend. 1-2 pitch on the way. A fly ball, left side, foul out of play, and it's still one ball and two strikes on the third baseman. 5-1 Rough Riders lead it. Bottom of the ninth. Rodriguez back behind the hill. He tosses the rosin bag up and down off the back of his wrist a couple times. Bit of a sweaty night here in Corpus. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just a hair outside. We're even at 2-2. Wind softly blowing out to left field. Not much of a breeze. Rodriguez rocks the 2-2. Swinging a little floater into shallow left center field. Mateo on the run, dives out, and he makes the catch. Oh, what a play. Daniel Mateo laying out for the final out of this one. A win for the Riders. Frisco takes it 5-1, and they've won three in a row and six of their last seven. What an exclamation point on a really good ball game on this Thursday night. Riders win it. Final score 5-1. Luke Bailey has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds.
Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Another quick one from Whataburger Field here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Rough Riders take game three of the series. They've secured, at the very least, a series split between them and the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Hooks tonight, one run on five hits, two errors. For Frisco, five runs on five hits, one error. And it really has been the story of the series so far. The Rough Riders offense hasn't had a ton of hits. They haven't had a ton of base runners to leave on base, but they find ways to manufacture runs. Tonight they do it late with three in the eighth and added one in the ninth. They struck first on a Caber Rodriguez home run to lead off the second inning. And that one-run lead didn't last all that long, as Nick Krauth surrendered his one and only run of his outing in the home half of the third inning. That came on a two-out RBI double by Jordan Brewer that evened the score. That's where it stood all the way to the eighth inning. And then the Rough Riders against Carlos Betancourt broke out. They had three runs in that frame on a pair of hits. They left two stranded in the inning. They got the first, the go-ahead run, to make it 2-1 on a bases-loaded walk drawn by Caber Rodriguez. And then Franer Chavez added a two-run single. And then there in the top of the ninth inning, Aaron Zavala picked up an RBI, driving home Daniel Mateo, who reached on an error to open the inning. Daniel Mateo made the nice diving play to end this game three. Make it go the Rough Riders' way. So up and down for the Rough Riders, it's Seth Clark who gets the first win of his season. He's 1-0 on the year. Carlos Betancourt finds the loss column. He's 0-1. Andy Rodriguez picks up the six-out save. Boy, was he good, shutting things down in the eighth and the ninth inning. Picked up pair of strikeouts. It's been the story for Andy Rodriguez. He's been pretty much nails to this point. Comes in, shuts things down in the eighth, does the same in the ninth, and then a highlight reel type of play from Daniel Mateo in center field closes this one out. Zach, what did you see from the Rough Riders bullpen? Because they continue to dominate. You know, after these starters are turning in great starts tonight, it was Nick Krauth on the bump, who doesn't get the win, but pitched really well, only allowing one run across his five innings of work. Then issue four walks, but picked up six strikeouts, another good number for him. This Rough Riders staff just continues to look really, really good. I get that on the other side, that's an offense that's been struggling, but that's what you should do. And it's not always easy to go to it and take an offense day after day after day, and that's what they've done through three games in the series.
And baseball is baseball, you know. You never know what's going to happen in a given night, and so to come in here and allow two combined runs over the first three games of this series, that's really dominating stuff for the Rough Riders pitching staff. The bullpen, as you mentioned, has just been fantastic, and you talked about Andy Rodriguez. I mean, he's really been kind of a shining star out of this bullpen, and not out of nowhere, because he showed signs last year of being a really good pitcher, but he's looked really strong. That little cutter he showed today was really nasty as well. So really good to see him go six up, six down. And that's the funny thing about this bullpen. You have a lot of guys who can go multiple innings. You don't have really one guy outside of maybe Ricky DeVito who's he can only throw one inning kind of guy. And so that makes this bullpen really valuable, where you can go multiple innings. And especially as we go deeper into this season, we see multiple starters maybe going six and seven. It's a great problem to have, is how to fit in guys throughout the series. So that's what we're seeing here in this one, with every starter going at least five plus so far. And Nick Krauth really battled tonight. He got through some command issues in the first and in the fifth inning, and rolled ground balls, which is what he does best. And at the end of the day, Only allowed one run. So really good stuff from him, and Seth Clark continues to impress as well, especially left on left. So great stuff from the Rough Riders as always tonight, and you really hope that it can continue. And we talked about it at the beginning of the series, but if the Rough Riders, according to Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders manager, could pick up a couple wins here in the beginning of this series, you feel pretty good turning it over to your bullpen rotation in Dane Acker, Emiliano Teodo, and, of course, Josh Steven on Sunday. So now we are in the weekend. We have Friday tomorrow. We have the Friday game, so we'll see Dane Acker. And all of a sudden, the Rough Riders, you look up, they've won the first three games of this series. They have to be feeling really good about where they're at.
That they do. They get their 15th win of the series, now six games above 500. And you look at what Midland and Amarillo are doing. That game just went final. It was a 4-0 win for Amarillo over Midland. So now the Rough Riders sit alone atop the Texas League South Division, a game ahead of the Midland Rockhounds, the Oakland A's affiliate. So for the Rough Riders, have to be feeling really good. You've turned good start after good start after good start. The offense has been efficient. You know, not a huge offensive night tonight. The only multi-hit performance came from Maximo Acosta, but some timely hitting. You know, you have a home run from Caber Rodriguez, which was the big hit that gave the Rough Riders the lead in the second, and then eventually they broke through in the eighth with those three runs. You know, the bases loaded, and Franer Chavez drives in two with a bloop single. It's just keep the line moving. It's kind of been the name of the game for the Rough Riders offense, and tonight, again, they're very efficient. Not a huge number in the hit column. Five apiece for both teams, but the Rough Riders score five, and the Hooks only score one. So that situational hitting prevails for the Rough Riders. They move to 15-9. The Corpus Christi Hooks drop to 7-17 on the year. Back at it tomorrow, and we'll talk about tomorrow's matchup just a little bit on the other side when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride! Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, the Rough Riders open the series with three consecutive wins. They've taken six of their last seven matchups. The Rough Riders playing good baseball right now, and courtesy of that loss by Midland at the hands of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, they sit alone atop the Texas League South, and they will continue tomorrow with a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Have a really good pitching matchup scheduled for tomorrow's game as far as the Hooks are concerned. They turn to a left-hander and Luis Angel Rodriguez. So Rodriguez will take to the hill. He made his first appearance of the season, a start back on April 10th against the Rough Riders. He surrendered two runs through 3 2/3 innings. Just two hits allowed, but issued five walks and picked up five strikeouts. Since then, he's put in a few difficult starts for him. He was tagged for seven runs in the opening night in Midland. against the Rockhounds, surrendering 7 earned runs. Picked up 6 strikeouts, only issued 1 walk there, but was hit around a little bit. 7 hits, and then his most recent outing on the 28th. That was the final game in Midland. Surrendered 4 earned runs across 4 innings with 5 strikeouts and 1 walk. So the 5 walks issued back at Riders Field on April 10th were kind of an outlier for Luis Angel Rodriguez. He's been firing strikes, but he's been tagged for some runs, and the Rough Riders, once they get to that 4-run mark, pretty darn good. They now are 13-3 on the season when they get to at least 4 runs. And for the Rough Riders, they go to Dane Acker, and if you give Dane Acker 4 runs, a lot of good things are going to happen. Acker has made 4 starts this season on his way to a 1-0 record at 1.47 ERA, 26 strikeouts across 8 1/3 innings pitched, and you go look at the game log, and he gave up 1 in his first outing against Wichita, 4 2/3 innings pitched. He pitched 4 scoreless against this Corpus Christi team back on April 12th at Riders Field. And then in Arkansas, he went 4 2/3 of hitless baseball, only surrendering 2 walks with 7 strikeouts. And then his last time out set a new career high in strikeouts with 8 across 5 innings, where he gave up 2 runs on a home run and 6 hits. So Dane Acker gets the ball tomorrow for the Rough Riders, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Well, that does it here from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas tonight. I'm Luke Maley, and for my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm saying good night, and we hope to see you tomorrow, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll start our coverage on the Riders Baseball Network at 6:50. We hope to see you there.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!